You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Of course, Elk and Elk, serious lawyers for serious injuries. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Very happy to be joined in the Dog Bowl by one of the stalwarts of the Browns. Excellent defense, linebacker Carlos Dansby. Carlos, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
We're doing very well. Happy to have you with us here in studio. You guys are back in the building. What's it like to be back now, your second year here with the Browns?
Oh, it's perfect, man. I really don't have any words to really explain how good it really feels, man. I have all the guys in and working hard like we're working. We got goals, man, and we're trying to reach them. We focus.
That's very good. And part of those goals, I'm sure, was Ray Farmer going out and reaching out to some savvy veterans that, you know, came here this offseason, and a few former teammates of yours and Brian Hartline mm-hmm. and Randy Starks. Just talk about those additions top to bottom and how it's been for you to, of course, introduce some of the guys that you do know, but also meet guys that you don't and right. interject them into what you guys are trying to accomplish here in Cleveland.
I mean, it's perfect. Like I said, it's a perfect storm right now. Reaching out to Hartline and Randy, and then you bring in Tremont, and then you got Bo. It's just... Man, it's like family because we already knew each other, you know what I'm saying? So it's the atmosphere is perfect, you know what I'm saying? They're getting to know all the guys right now and where they fit in their role in this team. And like I said, we just bouncing a lot of information off each other. They seeing how we work, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of shocking to a couple of the guys right now.
I'm sure.
How hard we working over here, man. And but they understand what it takes to win. So, you know, they just jumping right on in and doing it also.
Talk a little bit about that. Phase one of the offseason program. Right. It's conditioning. You guys are working hard, but you're saying guys aren't used to the level that's happening here in Berea. What does that mean exactly?
It's just, you know, we focus. We know how close we were last year, and it sucks sitting there watching it, you know what I'm saying, all unfold right in front of our eyes, and we were so close to it. So, like I say, it's just going to take a little bit more effort, a little bit more sacrifice. And I think the guys are focusing and got their mind right in order to do something like this.
Your defensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill, sat in the Dog Bowl here probably about a month ago. And his emphasis and passion. Pounding the table about stopping the
right,
run. And again,
right.
share with our listeners and us as well just you know, what the first few meetings have been and how different you guys may, in fact, look from 1 year to the next in second year of his scheme.
The second year in the scheme is going to be huge. Like I say, he's finding out the strengths and the weaknesses of every player that we have on the roster right now on the defense side of the ball. And he's gonna maximize our strengths right now. And he's going to put us in position to make plays and, like I said, have fun doing it. You know, he's not going to sugarcoat anything. We know we really sucked in the run last year. and hopefully this year, man, we can right that wrong. And because if we right that wrong, we can win a lot of ball games and position ourselves to try to take home the trophy.
What are the keys to stopping the run? What do you guys have to do? Is it something scheme-wise, personnel-wise? What's going to be the difference this year in your ability to stop the run?
It's going to have to be passion, man. We're going to have to be passionate. I think we're going to have to be passionate about stopping the run. I think that's going to be the key all the way around because, like I said, it's football. I mean, the X's and O's, you know. You've been doing that ever since you were five, six years old. So, you know, that's not going to change. You just got to have a passion about stopping the run. You guys just got to be passionate about it. And I think we're building that right now in this off-season training. And guys are really pushing each other. And like I say, it'll show up on the field.
The NFL draft is just a few days away. And, again, we went out and made some moves in free agency. How important is for you as a leader, Dante as a Whitner, to take on you know, the 12th and 19th pick if they are essentially defensive, or just breed them into the culture that is here in Cleveland? I think that yourself and Dante lead mm-hmm. on both sides of the football, and just let them know their expectations of how they work and what their expectations for their role, those 16 opportunities that you guys get September through December.
Right. Well, you really don't have to really put a lot of emphasis on it. I think once they come into the building, they'll get bit by the bug. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's real contagious around here right now. And guys, like I said, the guys that just came in, they're feeling it right now, and it's only week two.
Yeah.
We just starting week two right now, you know, and they already understanding. They're getting a mental aspect of where we're trying to go with this thing, you know, and the goals that we have to try to get accomplished.
The draft is coming up. What was it like for you when you got drafted, hearing your name called back in the second round back in 2004?
Oh, it was exciting. It was exciting, man. I was the first pick, second round, man. Man, I had family around. You know, it was friends. It was really exciting, man. I enjoyed every second of it. When they said Arizona, I was like, man, who? Well, you know, me being from Alabama, traveling west like that, man, it was a challenge. You know what I'm saying? Going out there and trying to get the lay of the land and understand, I want to say the dynamics of Arizona. You know, so it's just like here in Cleveland. I've never been up this way before, so yeah. I'm understanding the dynamics of Cleveland and Cleveland football. You know what I'm saying? And I'm loving every second of it because it reminds me of Birmingham, Alabama, where I'm from. So, and it's just natural. It's a natural feel for me to being up here. So it's cool.
I had an opportunity to talk to Dante. We had Dante on last week as well, and I asked him this same question. Schedule was just released last Tuesday. What visits do you have on the road, or people that are coming to town that jump off for you?
It's no doubt Arizona's circled like 4 or 5 times right now. They're circled by
with
5 times. With a very bold marker. The Jets game is going to be exciting too, man, because we're on the road going to the Jets. And to play in that arena up there, man, it's huge, man. You're on the stage, and we have to be poised and focused going in there, man, because a lot of people can be seen on that stage, and everybody don't get a lot of opportunities to go on that stage. So we get an opportunity to go on that stage, we want to be able to show up.
What does it mean you guys have a Monday Night Football game here against the Ravens?
That's gonna be huge. It's gonna be nasty. We don't expect anything less. We circled that one too, and like I said, it's a bold mark on that one also. We got a lot of unfinished business. You know, they got the best of us last year, and it kind of cost us opportunity to go to the next level. And we got to come out and try to get them wins.
You're part of the uniform unveiling. What was your favorite combination of the uniforms?
It's
that
all
you've
white.
Seen?
It's all white. All white everything, man. All white everything, man. It was perfect, man. Like I say, I loved every second of it. I'm glad I had opportunity to be involved with it. And like I said, it's just to have that new feel, man, and bring that to this organization. It's perfect timing.
Are you guys already the leaders of the team talking about when you're gonna wear the all white or go all brown, orange. All orange?
I don't know, man. We haven't discussed that yet. like I said, we got a lot of choices.
You gonna have
now.
Some input on that,
yeah,
though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. We got a lot of input on that one. A lot of input.
So I see your guy in here. Dr. Melman is becoming like a celebrity. He is like walking around Berea. He owns the place. He's got Ray Farmer looking like he could play again. He's got Coach Pett looking like he can play again. I hear Jim O'Neill is going to be signed up. Are you at least getting some residuals out of Dr. Melman or what?
Man, none, man. It's just, it's a gift, man, that God gave me.
He's
a good dude, man.
He is.
He was a blessing to my life, man. So I just want to bless everybody else's life and introduce him to other people that may need them.
And so for those who are listening and don't know who Dr. Melman is, he's the one who kind of put together this diet where it's just totally tailored to your body and your biochemistry, and it keeps you – that's why you're so young.
Hey, man. Hey, I'm having fun, man. I appreciate it, Dr. Melman, man. Thank God for bringing him in my path, man. It's perfect.
The bison out there are not so happy about Dr. Melman.
Hey, the bisons, boy, hey, they on the run right
They're
now. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
So how was this off season for you? How's your business doing, the skincare?
Oh, man.
You got everything going there?
Everything going good right now, man. I can't complain. Montez Renault, if you don't know about it, MontezRenault.com, check me out. I got shaving creams, body lotion, 3-in-1 body wash, regular body wash. You know, you name it, man, I got it.
The whole deal.
The whole deal, man. It's first class. It's all natural, you know, and it's dermatology tested and recommended. Paraben free, sulfate free. You know what I'm saying? I went all out with this.
You got
one,
it. Yeah.
All the bells and whistles, man. it's like I said, we had Neil Patrick Harris win it. We had Kevin Durant. You know what I'm saying? He showed love with it. Like I said, you name it, man. We have guys all over the place, man. And
check it out, folks.
We're working on a few more people right now. And like I said, it's just so much more to come with that.
I feel like we'll have to make it the official body wash of Browns Daily.
Absolutely.
Hey, that'd be perfect.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect, man.
Absolutely.
Perfect.
Yeah, we'll hook it up. Well, Carlos, we appreciate the time as always. Certainly looking forward to seeing you guys getting back into playing football. It's that time. The draft's here. The roster is about to be set, and to see you guys get back to work. But great to have you in here, and thanks so much.
I'm glad to be in here, man. Thanks.
All right. Great Carlos Dansby, Browns linebacker, with us here live in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We'll be back with more Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.